Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you with us right here on a Thanksgiving Wednesday. Max alongside the Cowboy B Stock Report coming up soon, shortly. All things AMAC as well. And unlike Linnell, we only do our Super Sunday six packs once a week. Normally we do it Friday at 3:30. Today we will do it Wednesday at 3:30. Why? Because we're off Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Right out to the phones we go so that we can get everybody in as quickly as possible. We tried to connect with Dr. Sabah before the top of the hour. It did not work. So we say, how do you do? To the good doctor. How are you, Doc?
Hey there, buddy. Did you hear me giving you thanks and G in the shot? Where did I end?
No, we didn't get you. We didn't get you at all. So just start from the top.
Appreciate you. Thank you. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for G from the shop and Paulie and Athens and Annapolis and even that police officer that called yesterday to say that he couldn't stand to hear my voice. I think that's even okay. I appreciate all of the cops out there. I don't like them when they give me a speeding ticket, but that doesn't mean they're bad people. They're doing their jobs. And I want the more police, the better. So I just want to shout out to that gentleman who is a police officer 30 years, and I'm thankful for people like him, but especially for people like you. Now, Chris.
Well, thank you, Doc.
On the side. Oh, you're welcome. On the sides. I'm not good at sides. I do the turkey every year, and then everybody else has to bring the sides. And the turkey, I think I've told you this, I cut up lemons and then onions, and I just stuff it in the turkey, stuff it inside the
hole. Like in the cavity of the bird, you mean?
In the cavity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then I just put my spices, and 4 hours later, I have my little portable roaster that I plug in, and it is so moist and not one bit of grease except the natural grease. I don't put butter or nothing like that, so it's very healthy. Everybody loves it, raves about it. So that's that, and I'm so looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving and watching football. I do have to work, but that's okay. I'll have the TV on, and I'm gonna be enjoying myself with a lot of family. Now, can we get to the Jaden situation here? So, what I was sending to you is, it appears that here's my thinking. Now, he plays a Green Bay and doesn't really do well. And now afterwards, we didn't know the game, but afterwards he has some injury. They don't tell us exactly what it is, and then he takes some games off. Okay, then he comes back to Dallas, sack fumble, out, he's injured. So, okay, doesn't show up, doesn't do the Kansas City game, and we get, it's just very nebulous. When's he come back? So then he comes back, Seattle obviously has the elbow thing, okay? It looks really bad, dislocated. I know that Kurt Warner played the very next week after his dislocated left elbow. He actually played against the Redskins. But, you know, everybody's different. So now they're like, well, we don't know when he's going to be, you know, it's just very up in the air. And then I'm still noticing that him and Terry, something's going on. Because when they're both out, Terry didn't show up to the game. Remember, everybody talked about why was, I think, Jamar Chase or was it Burroughs? Somebody was there at the Cincinnati game. Why wasn't Terry there? And then another game, Jaden doesn't show up, but Terry does. And then in Madrid, Jaden's there, but Terry's not. And then, I showed you this. They did the turkey thing yesterday. Jaden with, I think it was Sinnott or McCaffrey. I forget, one of the other players. And two things struck me about that. No Terry, so I have not seen them together in a while, okay? And why is Jaden not in Redskin gear or Washington, you know, Commander, whatever gear?
Yeah.
He was the only one. What? And why
Doc,
did he say?
Let me ask you this, because you know I love you, okay?
Okay.
But do you think that you are cooking up too many conspiracy theories and...
No, something's not right.
So you think there's some... this is not the first time you've mentioned. You think there's some sort of divide between Terry and Jaden, right?
And between Terry and the administration.
I've said that. Yes, I've said that.
Yeah. But listen, so other people giving out turkeys yesterday, they all had their jerseys on. I mean, and it was we are giving the turkey. Jaden said JD5 Foundation and the Commanders are giving turkeys. What is that? Is he separate from us? I thought he's one of us. He's part of the Commanders, right?
He
was all white.
I heard the JD5 Foundation. I don't know how that works. I would have to do some digging
on that. Weird. Don't you think that's strange? Don't you think that's odd? Like, he's not really part of the team, it seems like. So something is going on. I don't know if they don't want him to play and he's mad, or he doesn't want to play, or they're afraid of what they might see, and people will see maybe he's not the answer.
Well, that's
this
what
is not Jaden Haidt. I want to make sure he's the right guy before I commit to him.
That's what we brought up yesterday, was your message to me that you think they're looking for a good landing spot for him. And I would say this, there is no good landing spot on this schedule. There's none.
I'm just saying that I think they're worried. I think they have a better chance of winning with Mariota right now because the offense actually runs and it's smooth. Like Drake, you know, I'm a big Drake fan, Carolina girl. He's missing half of his offensive line. Right. Is there any discussion that he shouldn't play?
Well,
No,
of course. We'll see how Drake May does moving forward without Jack Campbell.
Yeah, it's going to be tough without half his line.
Right.
Absolutely.
But here's what I would say is this.
Yeah.
And this is what I said yesterday after I read your message on the air. I said, look, if they're looking for a soft place on the schedule, it's going to be hard to find. I guess you could say the Giants, but...
Well, Minnesota, because they have no offense.
Their defense is their strength, and they blitz a lot. They blitz the number one rate in the NFL.
Okay, so if you're afraid to play a generational talent because of blitzing, is he a generational talent?
No, and that's why I don't think they're afraid to play him.
Well, something's weird, something's not right, and I want him to do well because he plays for my team. But if he's not going to do well, then I don't want to go chase good after bad.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sorry.
I need to know, and I want to know before it's time to do the second contract. Is that too much to ask?
No, but I don't think you have to do the second.
I love all the fans out there.
But you don't have to
do
a second contract for at least a year, number one. It's not even possible to do it until after year three.
I know, but you need
three good years of playing. And then even then, you don't have to do it.
You need 3 good years of. I don't think even Texans. I don't think they're for sure about Stroud, and I'm thinking that San Francisco might be regretting the Brock Purdy thing.
Oh, they absolutely should. I don't disagree with you in that, but you don't have to do it the second that it becomes available to you. Like, at the end of last year,
They need to know whether they need to draft somebody.
No, I know.
It affects your draft.
Yeah, but you're not going to do that this year. You're not going to worry about that this year. You're going to worry about that potentially next year.
Okay. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Right. Love you. I won't take too much of y'all's time.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everybody,
Doc.
Everybody, Athanapolis, even Doc Walker, all the canines out there. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Love all of y'all.
All right. We love you, too. That is Dr. Sabah, always adding a little spice to the conversation. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Lappy here. What up, Lap? How are you? All right, Lap is, I don't know what's going on with Lap. I'm not sure, but we can't make the connection for a second time. Let's get to Skip in D.C. What up, Skip? How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Chris, happy Thanksgiving. I know this has got to be your favorite holiday of all time. with all the food.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, listen, I'm not the only one that likes to eat, right? I mean,
sure. Everybody likes to eat. Everybody likes to eat.
Think about it this way, Skip. You don't have to buy gifts for anybody. That's the best part.
And in America, most people like football.
So yes.
The combination is just, you know, so delicious and enjoyable.
Yeah. They've ruined Christmas by making everybody buy gifts and blowing out your budget.
Exactly.
And adding to your credit card
debt. Christmas would be great if it wasn't for that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I do have a little criticism of your pie choices, though.
Okay.
Okay, only because I love pumpkin and sweet potato pie.
Okay.
And it is very nutritious. I mean, it's no comparison on the nutrition, right? You can at least agree to that, whether you like the taste or not.
Yeah, right. It's healthier than your point is.
Correct.
It's healthier than an apple pie or a pecan pie or something like that.
Correct.
Okay.
Both pumpkin and sweet potato.
Okay.
Very nutritious. You all can Google it.
Now, when you say nutritious, it's not because it doesn't have sugar. It's because
no. It depends on how you make it.
Right.
Like if you put a lot of sugar in it,
mm-hmm.
you can do that, like you do with the other pies.
Okay.
But you don't necessarily have to do that. Okay. If you make it like a certain way.
Right. Now, you would choose a pumpkin or a sweet potato pie over any other kind of pie, or no?
Well, I like apple and pecan, but it's a little, I have to watch my sugar. You know, I'm getting up there. I'm into Doc Walker territory in terms of age.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to watch the sugar.
You're like a fine wine getting better with time is what I would say.
Well, yeah.
I got to watch sugar. I got
to watch
sugar, too. I shouldn't be having any of it, period. I'm just saying, if you ask me what kind of pie I would like and what kind of pie I favor, I would never, like I could look at a pumpkin pie, okay, and never be bothered by it at all. Like, not be tempted at all.
I know you have a sweet tooth.
You love sweet.
A
little bit. I used to not be that way. I like certain sweets.
And I used to have that too, but since, I've had to monitor the sugar, I've developed a taste, it's like an addiction. In a way, sugar is a very addictive, and so I've learned not. I've developed a taste for other foods that aren't as sweet.
All right, that's good.
And so, but I do have a comment on what Sabah said.
Please.
That was Sabah is a hater. Come on, let's just be real. She never really liked Jaden Daniels until maybe the playoffs, and she was okay with it. But she's always had a problem. She was always a Drake May fan, and so Drake May is looking good now. And, so she feels like she can gloat a little bit about that one. And, Jaden, may have an injury issue, but he has no issue when it comes to being able to play the position. That's not even a question in terms of his accuracy as a passer, his ability to throw, all three levels of passes. Of course, his running ability, which I wish Cliff wouldn't do as much, to prevent him from getting injured. But he is a supreme talent. There's no question about that.
Now, some of the running decisions, though, we have to acknowledge, aren't always based on Cliff.
Absolutely.
So
I think they need to develop an offense for him next year that is, and the rest of this year, that focuses on his passing ability and does not resort to the runs.
Yeah.
Because he is a supreme passer. I mean, he has an arm.
Yes.
I mean,
ideally, there shouldn't be
any. There's no question about it.
Ideally, there shouldn't be any power runs. Excuse me.
He can throw the ball, I'm not saying as well, but in the class of a Drake May deep. He can throw the deep ball very well.
Right.
And he can throw all three levels of passes.
And I don't even need him to do that. I just need him to get rid of the football.
Correct.
Like, get rid of the football.
Exactly.
No power runs.
The short
no quarterback draws. Yeah. I mean, but this has been a problem since week one of last year. See, people forget this, right? They called a couple of, and I don't remember exactly what the calls were, but there was at least one quarterback draw and I believe one late scramble, and it may have been an RPO. I'd have to go back and check the plays in Tampa in week one where he got his clock cleaned. Okay,
yeah,
so this has been a problem.
Really,
Yeah, this has been a problem, whether by Jaden's choice or whether by Cliff's design since he got here.
So they need to cut that down for next year, because he's such a good thrower of the football, and he can see the field very well. So they need to focus on that, you know. And I don't know if Cliff gets another job next year. I'm not going to be mad.
I think it would
be great if we had another play caller. I mean, Cliff was great last year. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think he's very talented. He deserves a head coaching job. But I'll be okay if they get another play caller next year who's more of a pro-style offense for Jaden, because he has the talent to play that style of football.
I got you. Thank you, Skip. Happy Thanksgiving, pal. Good call. Appreciate you.
All right.
Love the energy, as always. Let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore. Happy Thanksgiving, Stevie Ray. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good, sir. Yeah, if you want to talk about Thanksgiving, you know, I just walked into a personal trainer, you know, just to see what it was all about. It's all about weight training and all that kind of stuff, which is interesting. It was a good session, but, you know, the guy's fresh, he's like, well, you know, now's the time. I said, no, now's not the time. Thanksgiving's tomorrow.
Yeah, wait until after Thanksgiving, baby. Absolutely.
After New Year's, I mean, there's good food all the way between now and, you know, January 1st. That's not to mean that there's not any after that. I told him, I said, if I'm going to do anything, it's going to be after January 1st. So I'm not saying if anybody wants to get started right now. What was his response
to that, Stevie Ray?
Well, he didn't have a choice, so I'm not going to let him die. It was my choice, and I'm like, it ain't happening, but, you know. And he understood. He said, hey, we'll still be here, you know, January 1st. I said, that's cool. I don't think what he's got is what is for me. Who is that? It was just before me.
Skip in D.C.
Skip, but I'm the same age as he is. Oh. I'm not looking to try to jack myself up and look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
I want to look good eating naked.
Yeah, yeah. So. Wait. What? You want to look good? What?
You never heard that? You never heard that before? I want to look good eating naked.
This is the second time we had a caller on the day say something a little bit,
I mean, weird.
Too, yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. Every, like,
hey, I didn't make it up.
The freaks come out in the afternoon.
Else. You guys can live with it.
Yeah.
Just calm down, everybody. I know that you want to see me like
here's the thing, okay? Now, I don't have the best body in the world, as everybody knows. I would never want to eat naked. I wouldn't even want to eat with my shirt off, never mind naked.
I'm going to bring this up. You guys know a guy by the name of Sonny Jurgensen. You do. Sonny Jurgensen used to say the way he lost weight is he would eat in front of a mirror naked. You never heard that?
No, I mean, I worked with Sonny for 5+ years. I never heard him say that, but you know what? I mean, if it worked for him in the 70s, great. I mean, maybe there is something to it. I can't stand looking at myself naked, so sorry.
No, I can't either. I didn't say I was going to do it in front of a mirror. I just said, I'd like to have somebody else look at me naked eating. So whatever. Let's go past that, because I don't want you guys to get too sick. I want to talk to you about, you were talking about Brandon Ayuk, and this is more of a question, and I'm going to get to that question after I ask this. So we were talking about Brandon Ayuk yesterday, and one of the things was is it looked like the guy's got all kinds of, you know, negatives that, you know, we don't know where he is. You know, why isn't he showing up to work? What's his knee injury like? You know, so on and so forth. You know, that sort of thing. And the problem comes down is a guy like that, you want to know now where he is. And the problem with that is you can't talk to him because that's tampering. The question is can anybody I ask you, is it tampering if he's talking to Jaden Daniels and getting this information, and if Jaden Daniels is talking to him, is Jaden Daniels a good enough judge of character to be able to talk to him, get the information needed to tell them, hey, this is what we should do or not do? That's my question to you guys. It's a little bit of a question, because I don't know if it's tampering if another player talks to another player.
Another player can talk to another player anytime they want, however they want. Before a game, after a game, on iPhones, what have you. They could do whatever they want. There's no rules. Appreciate it, Stevie Ray. That was a weird call. Adam Peters cannot go up to, Rashid Shaheed, say, for argument's sake. And be like, man, I really, you know, do you ever think about coming to Washington? Blah, blah, blah. Can't do that. Jaden Daniels could do whatever he wants. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Looking for your creative side dish ideas for Thanksgiving? Looking for your biggest turkey in sports? Mine is Jerry Jones. And the Cowboy B stock report coming up very soon. Very soon on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to do the Cowboy B stock report coming up in just a couple of moments. But first, I wanted to get to a couple of calls. So we'll ask you if you can to keep it as short as possible. Let's get to Cam in D.C. Happy Thanksgiving, Cam. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the buzz.
Hey, real quick. Is this something about our fan base? I love the passion, but I actually don't think our fan base is football fans. Like, I think they're only Skins and Washington fans. Like, they don't watch football. Like, Soccer Sabah talking about drama. I think there's so many people in our fan base who don't actually want a superstar on our team. Like, part of having, you know this, part of having a top five, top 10 quarterback is going to be a superstar, foundations, do their own thing, security. Like, that comes with it. And then I'm so tired of people talking about the run game and the QB run game. Like, part of the reason that he's so effective is because he can run his own read. He can run an RPO. That's something people understand that, because they don't. I don't think we're actually football.
Well,
let me
tackle
fans.
That second part. You're right. That's what makes him extra special. But it's also what exposes him more and more to injury, right? It just does.
For sure.
And here's the thing. What I would say is he's got to get better at understanding, A, to live for another day, B, how to get down, get out of bounds, slide, again, living 100%. For another day. Or more importantly, you know what? Sometimes it's okay to fire one through the end zone 6 feet high, 7 feet high. You know, like on the play he got hurt against with Seattle, like Debo flashes open, and, you know, you can make the argument whether he should have made it, or he's got somebody bearing down. It's okay sometimes to just take another down, to take another shot at
him.
Now,
I'm
100%
with you,
he didn't know he was going to get
that's
injured on that play. He didn't know he was going to get injured on that play, but still, that's the point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. But, like, that's not play calling. That's on him growing as a player, which is why he needs to play.
Yes, but sometimes it is play calling if you're going to draw. Like remember when he came back against the Chargers in L.A.? They ran a quarterback power
zone.
The second play of the game. That is play calling. It's in some cases.
Yeah, for sure.
Not all, some.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I think people think every RPO is a you know
I'm
a
with you.
Power
I'm
a,
with
you know
you.
Quarterback power.
I think your biggest thing that you made, just if I can interject, is just
for sure.
Of course, I interject. I do it all the time. Is you know, with a superstar quarterback or a superstar player, you got to live with some drama, right? And I think that's fair.
Right.
It doesn't mean you have to like it, but you got to live with some of it.
Got to.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
All right, well, man, have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Happy Thanksgiving. Appreciate it. All right, let's get one last one here before we do the Cowboys B stock report. Our guy AP in Laurel. Next up. What up, AP?
Finally. First off, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. Absolutely.
And second
from
of
the
all,
OTC, baby.
Second of all, acknowledge me.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
And thirdly, real quick, Stevie Ray, pause. Because man, oh man. I was just yelling at my radio. Pause. Pause. Sir. Pause. But on a serious note, happy Thanksgiving. And shout out to all the K-9s and everybody out there. Shout out to you, Sabah, because we know how you feel about our guy, Jaden. And it's okay. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And, you know, we know you wanted Drake May. It's all good. We love you, Sabah. But as far as Jaden Daniels goes when it comes to quarterback, and I've kind of noticed this myself as far as when he does his zone reads and things of that nature. I will say if I had a preference in what quarterback did run it and how well they run it, I'll definitely give a tip of the cap for right now to Marcus Mariota. He's instinctively knows when to pull the ball and when to hand it off to the running back, so I will say that. But I'm sure with growth, reps, and then just, you know, getting more games under his belt, Jaden will, you know, perfect his craft in that regard. But, you know,
which is why he's got to play Jaden every opportunity that he can.
And on the contrary to that, I would say Mr. Cliff Kingsbury needs to put together a game plan and have a solid script, not just for the first quarter, but for the whole game of plays that will, one, be productive for Jaden, but most importantly, keep him safe coming off this injury that he has. So it's definitely a coach, quarterback, you know, coming of the minds that needs to be had where, you know, the coordinator and Cliff needs to be like, look, how am I going to protect my guy? How am I going to make sure he's productive? Because if he is not going to do those things, then I don't want to see Jaden again.
I got you.
I don't want to see Jaden again until we get a new coordinator in it. Because, you know, shout out to Doc Walker. You know, run the ball. Because we're seemingly good at it, especially when Chris Rodriguez is toting the rock. And Jeremy McNichols, hand the ball off, protect your quarterback.
I agree with, and they get too cute, too fancy, but that's NFL offenses in 2025. You know, teams do that all the time. I hate it, but, you know, that's what they do. That's what they do.
Yeah, and I mean, and I get it when the game's getting away from you, you got to throw the ball, but when it's working, do it. Keep doing it until the other team stops you.
Yeah.
That's how you're going to open up the pass, especially with a lackluster group and wide receivers that we have right now.
I got you.
You know,
I got you.
And we got to have more deception. But I know you got a lot of calls. Appreciate you.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, pal, to you and your little man there. I appreciate you as always. Good to hear from AP. All right, we'll take a timeout. We're going to scratch the trending alert. We're going to come back with a Cowboy Bee stock report on the eve of the Dallas Cowboys' third game in 10 clock days. What does that mean? I'll explain more next on the Team 98.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think most Cowboys fans are stupid, for lack of a better word.
I think that might be the best drop that we regularly get to hear. I believe that is the case. Authored by one Cowboy B, who threw his own fandom and his own fan base under the bus once brilliantly, and it landed him a segment. So we bring him on every week to celebrate all that is great, all that is not so great, and all that is chaotic in the world of the Dallas Cowboys. How are you, Cowboy B? You feeling pretty good this week?
I'm doing all right.
You're doing okay?
Yeah.
You're kind of melancholy as usual. I mean, you're just kind of like, you're almost like Jim Zorn once said to stay medium. You're very medium. Yeah, occasionally you get fired up, but not all the time.
Yeah, also I'm kind of tired. But yeah,
why are you tired? What are you doing?
Sleep.
What could you possibly be doing to not get enough sleep? Have kids?
I got home a little late last night because I went to the Wizards game.
Oh,
but they finally got a win.
How about you? We got to send you to every Wizards game.
Please don't.
We haven't even talked about the Wizards, and I meant to. CJ McCollum with what, 46 points?
Yeah, I believe. I thought he was getting 50.
Yeah. Do you know
they
that
got the free pajamas?
Do you know that? Oh, they gave away pajamas.
Yeah.
Oh, so you got pajamas?
Yep.
What are you going to do with them? Are you going to wear them?
Occasionally, I probably okay. will.
They fit?
Yeah, I mean, extra larges.
Okay. All right. They might not fit my big ass, so you know. not that I would wear pajama pants anyway, but anyway. So the Dallas Cowboys are 5-5-1.
They are.
The Dallas Cowboys were left for dead. Down 21-0, missed field goal, turnover by Kevontae Turpin. You know, they blocked the punt with the tippy tip tip of their fingertips, didn't get the call, instead got a roughing the punter call, extended an Eagles drive that they thought they were going to get the ball on. Eagles go and score the second of three first half touchdowns. But then, don't look, all of a sudden, the Cowboys woke up. The Cowboys stopped Hershey squirting in their boxers, in their drawers. They woke up, and before you knew it, it was a 21-21 game. And somehow the Cowboys ultimately won that game, despite trying to do anything they could to throw up all over themselves late in that game. They still found a way to win it. How did they do it, Cowboy B?
Defense. Defense. Quinnen Williams, Oso Digizua. Those guys just was wreaking havoc. Second half, Eagles went 8 drives without scoring. And that is unheard of.
That's pretty good.
Cowboys defense.
That's pretty good. Because as bad as they were early on, honestly, as I was watching that game while I was driving back from Canton, Ohio, so I was watching it on Red Zone, so I didn't get to see every snap, whatever. I kept thinking the Cowboys still have a chance here because of how explosive their offense is. But when they kept turning the ball over, shooting themselves in the foot, and when they couldn't get defensive stops, like even though they got a defensive stop, which set up the block punt, then they bent again. I was like, ugh. This has all the makings of one of those early season Cowboy defensive efforts, right?
Yeah.
And then they completely buckled down. So you've got to be loving life right now at 5-5-1. Third game in 10 days coming up tomorrow afternoon against the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. How you feeling?
A little concerned.
Just a little.
Yeah, because it's Pat Mahomes at the end of the day. You can't count the Chiefs out. And they just beat the Colts.
They did. Yeah. And how did they beat the Colts?
Stop the run. And Daniel Jones folded.
Yeah. And they came after him in the fourth quarter. And they got the passing game going from side to side. A lot of Rashee Rice. So when you thought the Chiefs were down and out, the Chiefs came back and bit the Colts in the bippy.
Yeah. It's kind of like the games kind of mirrored each
yeah.
other. Because the Chiefs had early
right.
turnovers.
Yeah, you're right.
Went down, and then all of a sudden they rallied back.
Yeah, you're right.
Held the Colts. I think the Colts either had only 3 points after the first half or zero.
I think it was three. Yeah. I think it was three, but somewhere in that range. By the way, you mentioned Quinnen Williams. According to Next Gen, he had a career-high 8 quarterback pressures on 30 pass rush opportunities. That's 26.7%. So a career high in his second game with the Cowboys. Now, are you worried like I am about the 3 games in 10 days thing? Like, because I think we're talking about the end of the game and how the Chiefs came back against the Colts and how the Cowboys obviously came back against the Eagles. I don't know how you replicate that again. Like, if that's the script, I see the Cowboys having jello in their legs fourth quarter tomorrow.
You see, this would be even worse. But the only saving grace about that is that stretch started immediately after a bye week. So they had a little bit of time to recoup some energy. And Quinnen Williams, he actually had 2 weeks because the Jets bye, then the trade
Good
deadline
point.
Happened.
Good point.
So it's obviously not ideal. The NFL needs to really get that under control. But they love these holiday games and all this stuff. But
I have no problem with in this case, the holiday. I mean, it's a tradition.
Well, yeah.
The NFL's got to do better than scheduling them on a Monday night to kick off this stretch. Yeah. Because you're going Monday, Sunday, Thursday. Now, next week they play on Thursday as well, but they'll have a full week to prepare and rest in between. against Detroit in Detroit. And that's the thing. They lose this game and go to 5-6-1, even though it's not a conference loss, it's a problematic loss because you could be looking at easily 5-7-1 if Detroit's on their game. Now, we've seen Detroit have flaws, obviously. The Giants almost beat them, for crying out loud. The Giants, I don't know if you noticed, the Giants were the first team eliminated in the NFL.
They were.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. What do you think about my assertion? Because I know you're not a big fan of this guy. What do you think of my assertion that Jerry Jones is the top turkey in all of professional sports?
What do you mean by that?
That's a great question. See, if you were listening to the show earlier, which you have a different job, so you were busy. I said it can be interpreted a lot of different ways, right? Somebody could be dry and bland, which some people think turkey is. Somebody could be juicy and full of taste. Some people could be, a turkey could be somebody that's equivalent to a chicken and kind of a wimp or a coward or kind of like you're chickening out. Somebody could look like a turkey because you've got like weird multiple chins and all that stuff and lines all over your face. I mean, it could be interpreted a lot of different ways. Or by your own actions, by your own behavior, right? Jerry Jones runs the NFL. Jerry Jones controls the NFL. Yeah, he absolutely does.
Well, if he controlled them, how come we're on nearly year 30 of not winning the Super Bowl?
Because it's a great question. Jerry wants to be nice. He wants to be benevolent. He wants to be... he wants to spread the love and the joy. He knows that he can still be America's team and the most popular and the richest owner, the most popular brand in all the world, while limping to the finish line. He wants everybody to have their opportunity. He served it up on a silver platter for Josh Harris last year.
Why would he do such a thing?
I don't know. This year, think about this. Sad. But there could be some powers at play here, some powers that be from what happened. Maybe the football gods are shining down on Jarrett. What did you think? What did you make of my assertion that the Cowboys, who were previously not only not likable, but easy to hate, are becoming likable under Brian Schottenheimer because of Brian Schottenheimer?
Brian Schottenheimer is a good coach so far. Good you hire like by Jerry. I'll give him his props.
You were very anti-Brian Schottenheimer, though, when he hired
true.
Him.
That's not true.
You liked him? I don't think we were working together at that point.
I didn't like the process they went about hiring the head and going through the head coach search, but I didn't have a problem with Brian Schottenheimer. Only right. questions I had was, how would he do as a play caller?
Right, because he wasn't actually – was he – it was – it was more McCarthy was calling the plays, right? When McCarthy was the head coach, right?
Heads and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So you think the Cowboys cover, what is it, 3.5, I think it is?
I thought I saw the line drop to 2.5.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think it'll be a close game. If the Cowboys do lose, which I think they probably will, quiet as kept, but it'll be probably by like a field goal or something.
Mm-hmm. All right. I see. I got you. My man, happy Thanksgiving. I'm proud of you. I'm proud that your team is showing a little bit of spinage, unlike the team that I cover and have to talk about, unlike AMAC's Giants, who just wilted like a dead flower on Sunday in Detroit. Just went.
I do have a question for you, Rooster.
Oh, I like what
do
you asked.
Do you believe? Uh-huh. That you can do something the Giants have accomplished, but the Commanders haven't, and beat
win a Super
Philadelphia.
Bowl.
Oh, no,
sorry.
Beat the Philadelphia Eagles this season out of your two matchups.
Wow. Do I believe that the Commanders can do what the Giants have already done?
Mm-hmm.
It's a great question. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to think about it and answer it on the other side. Okay.
All right.
Do I think the Commanders can? The question, just to be clear. Do I think the Commanders can beat the Philadelphia Eagles in one of the two remaining matchups? Right? That's it. No other, not covering the spread, just beat them straight up, one of the games. Yeah. Okay, I'll answer it on the other side. Thank you, Cowboy B. Happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Yeah, thank you.
Are you going to be in a trip to Fancoma tomorrow or no?
Probably not.
No, okay. Do you eat before the game or are you too nervous?
We're like late eaters.
Late eaters.
Yeah.
So maybe like during the interminable halftime show where they'll have some performer that nobody cares about?
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the performer at halftime tomorrow? Do you know?
I have no clue. I don't pay attention to that stuff. I'm here for the ball.
Neither do I. We're all about ball on this show. I'll answer the question, can the Commanders
I'm converting them.
Beat the Eagles in one of two remaining matchups next on the Team 980? I just got a video from Tyler's mom. Hey, Mac, wait till you see this.
I can't wait.
I mean, you call me Mr. Steal Your Girl? Oh, man, my kid was killing it today.
Apple don't fall too far from
the tree. He was killing it in his Tom Wilson shirt. Wait till you see this video. Wait till you see this video. I'm going to post it, but I want AMAC to see it first during the top of the hour. Good to have you with us, everybody. Sports Talk on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game each and every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And here's the great news. You don't even have to wait until Sunday. Not this week, baby, because there's a game on CBS. That's right. Kansas City and Dallas. Uh-huh. We've been talking about it. 4:30 Eastern time tomorrow. You got Green Bay, Detroit on Fox. Kansas City, Dallas on CBS. Again, 45-plus million people are going to be guesstimated to watch that game. Not exact. Not even close to being exact. But it's a little bit more of a sample size than we normally have had. Those of you that live by television ratings, you should know that you, as usual, were snookered. And they were not real. And they were a horrible misrepresentation of the truth. But that being said, tomorrow, a guesstimated audience of 45 million, perhaps 50 million plus, because of the big data plus thing, are going to be watching that game. Granted, maybe in a trip to Fancoma. Who knows? Who knows? When we come back on the other side of 3 o'clock, all things AMAC, I want to know from AMAC, in this special Thanksgiving Eve edition, if AMAC, what's a word that kind of goes with the not the orchestrator, but AMAC the magician? I don't know. I got to think about this. If AMAC contributes anything to the production of Thanksgiving dinner and Thanksgiving the holiday, or does he just sit on his ass, watch football, eat, and laugh at people while they do all the work? I got to figure this out. I got to find this out. On the Team 980, you will find it out too. Next, AMAC, all things AMAC, as we compress the schedule into our final hour power for the week right here on the Team 980 iHeartRadio. Tune in. And, of course, the always live and free Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.